You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com. During my sophomore year, we went on an overnight school trip, but little did we know that they divided all the girls up alphabetically, and I got stuck rooming with one of the most popular senior cheerleaders. That night when we checked into our motel, Jessica said she had to go find Kevin, her boyfriend. I reminded her that we had to be back in our rooms by 9 p.m., but Jessica was still almost an hour late. And when she snuck in, I was already in bed listening to my iPod. When she came in, I just kept my eyes shut and pretended to be asleep, and she quickly got undressed and hopped into her bed. It was about 10 minutes later when my playlist ended, and that's when I heard her whimpering. She was lying under the sheet, and I could see her knees were spread wide and she was wiggling around a little bit. I pulled out one of my earbuds and listened as she arched her back and let out a breathy moan. And then her knees fell flat to the bed, and she pushed her hips up and let out a cry of pleasure. I couldn't believe it. She was masturbating in the bed right next to mine. I guess she realized she'd been a bit loud, and she turned and looked at me and caught me staring right at her. My face turned beet red as I bit my lip and shut my eyes really tight, and she just started laughing at me. Oh, don't act like you've never done it, you little prude. I can't help it. Sucking Kevin's cock makes me so horny. God, did she just say that? I didn't know how to react. And then when she pushed back the sheet, she had this huge purple penis-shaped toy in her hand, and I almost died. She saw how I was staring at it in disbelief, and she smirked. Oh, don't worry, he's not quite this big. If he was, I don't think I'd be able to get it all the way down my throat. I didn't know this girl at all, and I couldn't believe that she was telling me stuff like that. Suddenly she jumped out of bed, totally naked, pulled back my sheet. Shh. The hall monitor's going around every 30 minutes until everyone's asleep, so I'm going to have to whisper. And with that, she just jumped right in my bed, her purple toy still in her hand, somewhere under the sheets. I hope you enjoyed the free intro teaser. If you'd like to hear more of this recording or find out about the other recordings I create, just send me a message to candy@voicelikecandy.com. Or check out my recordings club at patreon.com/voicelikecandy. That's me.